Hello there, boys and girls. Yes, this is your good times, great oldies DJ playing all the big hits of the 50s and 60s. We're going to play another giant that you will remember for sure. Yes, it's summertime. Oh, boy, it is a summertime. We got those summertime blues. Here's Eddie Cochran to sing of those summertime blues. Here we go. Number one hit, 1958. Alright, you goofball, good times, great oldies, DJ.
Get him.
Tie and gag this guy. Found him head and foot. We're gonna take over this show. This is Vinyl Cobwebs, don't you know? None of this good times, great oldies crap here.
Just like we did 10 years ago, Premium, August 1st, 1999. Now it's August 1st, 2009, 10 years later, the reunion show.
Oh, Donovan, am I actually 10 years older?
You are, and we've been reunited, and it feels so,
so good.
Reunited, and it's understood. We're going to do a whole hour Vinyl Cobwebs reunion special and see what happens.
We are back from the dead.
Do you think you're going to be in the groove?
I think so. I think I got to. It's just like getting right back onto a bicycle.
Do you think I'll be beating you up somewhere in the show?
Oh, no doubt.
And do you have some new platters that matter to play for the listening audience that they've never heard before? This won't be a rerun, will it?
Well, we've been gone so long that I have accumulated so many more 45 RPMs for your listening enjoyment, and you will hear just a tad of those right now.
33 months in the making, this episode.
33.
Vinyl Cobwebs 222. Why don't you start off the program right, Premium? Go ahead. What do you got for us?
I'm the Karate Premium now. Anyway, let's see. What can we start out the program with? I got a stack of records here. Let's go shuffle through them and see what we have.
While he shuffles, let me tell you what's coming up on this program. The return of the Dwayne Kaiser Tiki Time Luau 2009. Oh, yes, he's entered 9 years into the new millennium. He's rocking and rolling, and you'll hear a little bit later about how to attend the performance of a lifetime. It's Dwayne Kaiser's Tiki Time Luau 2009.
I think it's time for us to start the new record with Go, 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 Barracuda by Johnny Ray Gomez and the Uniques out of Nebraska. Somewhere in the stocks, corn stalks of Nebraska, somewhere there's Johnny Ray Gomez, and he's going to sing about that Go, 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 Barracuda, 1964, I think, or 3 sound.
As we said 10 years ago, we're going to put it on.
Let's put it on the Applause Records label. Go, go, go.
Go, go, go,
go,
come on, my Barracuda, go, go, go. Come on, my Barracuda, go, go, go. Come on, my Barracuda, go. I was out in my Barracuda one night. My girlfriend and I were cuddled up tight. The night was breezy with the motor revved high. A big yellow moon shone down from the sky. I said, go, go, go. Come on, my Barracuda, go, go, go. Come on, my Barracuda, go, go, go. Come on, my Barracuda, go. All of a sudden I looked into the mirror and saw a fancy sports car coming on my rear. He pulled alongside and gave me the eye. He said,
move over, pal, let the best man buy.
Go, 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 come on, my Barracuda, go, go, go. Come on, my Barracuda, go, go, go. Come on, my Barracuda, go, come on, come on, yeah. Barracuda sports car will eat you alive. It's as mean as it looks, pal, you better get lost. Or be sucked down my carbs and blown out the exhaust. I said, go, go, go. Come on, my Barracuda, go, go, go. Come on, my Barracuda, go, go, go. Come on, my Barracuda, go. The things that he said were pretty bad. They made me and my Barracuda feel mad. I said, sorry to leave you, buddy. I pushed it to the floor. Wave bye, bye, and left him with a roar. Said, go, go, go. Come on, my Barracuda, go, go, go. Come on, my Barracuda, go, go, go. Come on, my Barracuda, go. Come on, come on, yeah. Hey, yeah, yeah, yeah.
With a ranger's hat and shovel and a pair of dungarees, you will find him in the forest, always sniffing at the breeze. People stop and pay attention when he tells them to beware, 'cause everybody knows that he's the fire-preventing bear. Smokey the Bear, Smokey the Bear, prowling and a-growling and a-sniffing the air. He can find a fire before it starts to flame. That's why they call him Smokey. That was how he got his name.
This is Raymond Burr speaking. As a former member of the Forest Service, I appeal to you to follow Smokey Bear's basic rules. Hold matches till cold, then break in two. Crush smokes dead out in an ashtray. Drown fires with water, then stir and drown again. Please, only you can prevent forest fires.
Oh, Premium Perry Mason doing an anti-fire commercial.
Ugh. Yeah, from 1968. Smokey the Bear. Remember him? He was such a friendly, nice bear.
And did you notice the instructions on how to put things out? Dunk it once because it's on fire, and then dunk it again.
Yes.
And let's test that, Premium. Here, I got a match here. Light you on fire.
You don't have to use me for a human guinea pig.
Get in the water.
Why did you do that? Hold on.
Oh, your hair's still on fire. Oh. Thank you again.
I feel like drinking a Pepsi.
Premium, that's bad. You said no Michael Jackson comments on 222.
Oh, speaking of Michael Jackson, the next record is going to be Michael Jackson record.
You going to play something in tribute of the King of Pop?
I'm going to play, actually, the King of Pop's very first recording.
Oh, look what you did.
You're one of them.
All the smoke's damaging the equipment. Listen to that sound. The sound around town is got Premium. You smell like singed skin.
That's
You're
Belial.
All burnt. You're all burnt.
Belial cut the cheese.
All
That's
right.
not me.
All right.
You've seen better days.
We hope this helps you say, have a happy day.
On with the program.
And now, here's Michael Jackson. In 1968, the year before they made it big on Motown. It's the Steel Town Records label out of Gary, Indiana. Yes, it's really cheesy production. Enjoy a very oily, early that is, Michael Jackson. It's called You've Changed by the Jackson 5.
Totally false. This is totally false. None of it's true. It's BS.
Estate School Premium. This is the Sunshine Group singing America the Beautiful with a soloist by Jerry Ellis. Is Jerry a boy or girl?
I don't know.
Sounded like a girl to me, but I believe it's a boy.
It's a very charming rendition of that song.
Look Where They Live. This is a strange religious record. The All Faith Chapel and Activity Center. It looks like a prison, Premium. I've never seen a church that looks like a prison.
It's Mexia State School,
they
which sounds very...
make sure these kids, these special, special kids, don't escape the compound. It's like, give them some Kool-Aid and see what happens.
You must stay within the confines of this compound.
Okay, Premium, in the 10 years since we started Vinyl Cobwebs, and the 33 months since we've done our last program, what has changed in your realm of living?
Well, Donovan, I'm still working at the same old meat job, except now I quit UPS the last time I was doing a Vinyl Cobwebs show. In fact, our last episode, I was working at UPS part-time. And then I grew some muscle, so I decided I'm going to take up karate, so I'm back in that stuff again. I'm a purple belt now, Donovan.
Is that right?
Yeah, brown's next.
And I get purple.
I get beat up purple and brown and black
purple
and blue.
Purple is the color of Tinky Winky, the Teletubby, the one with the triangle on his head that carries a red purse.
That was a show that was very popular about the time we were starting, wasn't it?
Yes, in 1999.
Oh, that's a whole deck. Now we have President Obama, and when we started, Bill Clinton was still in office, wasn't he?
Three months ago, I had my appendix out. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm, sure.
Yeah.
And it hurt.
Yeah. They cut me open and took my appendix out. So you're listening to Appendix Free Donovan. I am totally different than I was in 1999. I have one less body part.
And there's color pictures of the inside of Donovan.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Looks like there's an old man in my gallbladder. Old man in my gallbladder! Say it, Premium.
Old man in my gallbladder. Old man in my gallbladder.
We have an email here. It says, how come Premium doesn't make those premium noises he usually does on the show? I haven't heard you do one little noise. You haven't done the good of it.
When you cooked me with that match,
oh,
I did make some noises.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Sure.
Sure.
Well, it's a pleasure being reunited with you. Reunited, and it feels so good.
Well, here's another crazy record that I got since the last time I was here. I've gotten a lot of records since
last
time.
Say something nice and you just move on.
I know.
God, you're so one-track minded. All right, go ahead.
People want to hear something.
Okay.
It's summertime, and we have those summertime blues. Yes, we do.
Baby, it's hot. Don't you know I'm burning up?
And I think I feel like I'd like to eat a popsicle because it's so hot.
Don't play that again.
No, it's a different version.
Oh, okay.
This is Jan and Dean did it, but it turned out they did a cover version of another song by...
And it comes on a stick.
The Todds, 1962. In fact, it says someone wrote July 1962 on here. Here's the original version.
Sorry, one question. Is it Todds with one D or two?
Two Ds.
Ooh.
Todds. Here are the
Todds.
Oh,
it's Todds on the Todd record label, too.
And it's written on...
How'd you do that?
I don't know.
That's you got a Todd's record on a Todd record.
And it's a disc jockey copy.
Very nice. Spin it.
My summertime job's got me working real hard. Relaxed afternoon sitting out in the yard. Just me and my baby, I'm holding a hand. Then pop, tingly, here comes a popsicle man. Orange, lemon, cherry, and lime. Fudge, tutti, frutti.
chocolate eating on a popsicle stick.
Come on a stick.
Some people eat popsicles just for kicks, but me and my baby, we save the sticks. Sticky brother and sister, as quiet as a mouse, we give them popsicle sticks to build a popsicle house.
Come on a stick.
When you hear the bell go ding-a-ling, it's a popsicle man and he's the goody king. Say popsicle rappers and before long, you went a phonograph to play this record on.
Come on a stick.
Guess what time it is? Why, what time is it? It's time for Dwayne Kaiser City Time Wuhan 2009 edition. Oh, boy, it's back better than ever. And let's spin the record around and see who flies off the Dwayne Kaiser Tiki Time Wuhan 2009 discovery thingy. It's Michael Jackson. He's got his nose back. Oh, that must mean he's in heaven. And now here comes O.G. Pitney. He's out of the skids and back into fine form as he sings The Man Who Shot Liberty Balance and Oh, Mecca, 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 and only love to break a heart. Yeah, go, Gene, go. Join Michael Jackson there on the stage. He's back with his nose. Oh, yes. What a twosome they make. A gruesome twosome. From beyond the grave, the Tiki Time 2009 Beyond the Grave entertainment for you and your listening pleasure.
Dwayne Kaiser Tiki Time Luau is a production of Dwayne the Tub on Dwowning Productions in association with Chuck Archer Unlimited. Premium, are you going to be there?
I'll be there. I'll be absolutamente square.
All right.
It is.
Steve Lamo. He's not a lame-o, is he? He's a lame-o in the red coat with She's My Baby. He'd go on later to become Dick Clark's daytime protege in the late 60s on Where the Action Is. He'd interview the kids, and they'd listen to the latest records.
And it's very interesting because on this one, he sounds like he's a rockabilly dude, when normally he tries to go for that sort of white soul kind of sound. And he even did a ska record in 1964. I don't know. We played it before on Vinyl Cobwebs a long time ago.
I like the kettle drums.
And I know somebody else played or did this song, and it was another rockabilly artist, but this is really close. It reminded me of it. And I can't think of who it was, unfortunately. Some rockabilly scholar knows the truth of the matter. This is Premium Deluxe, and we're playing The Platters That Matter.
And this is Vinyl Cobwebs 222 for August 1st. 2009.
It's the next best thing to being there. When you have news to share, plans to settle.
Hi, Mother.
Thinking of someone out of town? Well, visit by phone. Visit by long distance. It's the next best thing to being there. When you have news to share, plans to settle, thanks to say, or just... Thinking of someone out of town? Well, visit by phone. Visit by long distance. It's the next best thing to being there. When you have news to share, plans to settle, thanks to say, or just want to hear a familiar voice... Go visiting by telephone. You get so much satisfaction, and you give so much pleasure.
Hi, Mother. I just wanted to hear your voice and find out how you are, so I decided to call. Oh, I'm fine, and there's so much to tell you. I just don't know where to start. Are you and Dad doing anything next weekend? Well, I thought then maybe the two of you would like to drive down and spend a few days. I just can't wait.
Isn't there someone you'd like to visit by long distance? It's the next best thing to being there.
And the next best thing to making phone calls long distance is listening to Vinyl Cobwebs. This is Premium Deluxe, the Premium Deluxe edition of Vinyl Cobwebs, at least this portion. And we're going to play now a record from 1963. Yes, it is from Germany. Miss Venus sings... is Miss Venus... Und das Interplanetarische Studio Orchester. And the tune is on the Polydor Records label, an international hit, well, mainly in Germany. Der Apoll von Bukini Atto, Awa Awa, is the tune. Enjoy!
An meinem Bett, da saß ein grüner Mann, der blickte mich mit roten Augen an. Er war der
Apoll vom Bikini Apoll.
Ich war starr vor Schreck, der Grüne ließ mich nicht weg. Er hatte gelbe Haare im Kopf und griff mit nasser Hand nach meinem Schopf. Er war der
der Apoll vom Bikini-Apoll.
Dann lud er mich ein, seine Bikini-Frau zu sein. Und er versprach mir ein Korallenriff nach dem letzten Amsterdamer Schliff. Er war der
Apoll vom Bikini Apoll.
Nun pfiff er einen Hai aus dem Aquarium herbei. Da war's mit meiner Ruhe endlich aus. Ich schrie den Grünen an, nun aber raus!
Aber mein liebes Kleines, wer wird denn so heftig sein? Möchtest du nicht lieber mit mir kommen oder darf ich dich nächste Nacht wieder besuchen? Der Freund vom Bikini erzählt.
Vom Turm schlug's 1 Uhr Nacht, da hab ich laut gelacht. Der Platz an meinem Bett war wieder frei, der Spuk vom grünen Mann, der war vorbei.
Okay, yeah. Oh boy, what a wonderful record from Germany, 1963. Der Apfel vom Bikini Auto, full of strange sound effects that later turned into Kraftwerk-like stuff, probably evolved. It wasn't Kraftwerk from Germany. That's probably where they got their inspiration when they were little kids listening to that record.
Oh, you mean that white noise, scary music.
Music to listen to when you're tearing down the Autobahn on acid.
Yeah, like white noise. Anyway, Premium, it's 2:22. The time, the episode number.
Vinyl Cobwebs 2:22, a magical number that we waited 3 years to do.
It's been 33 months since our last program, which was a solo sholo by Mr. Deluxe.
Yours truly.
Premium went and sang karaoke last night. He sang Hurdy Gurdy Man. Give him a little sample of your reverb.
Well, during that musical break in the middle, it goes... Over and over and over.
Why does that make me want to throw you in a garbage can and roll you down the hill?
Oh, I don't think we need to revisit that scenery.
Premium, I'm going to put you in this garbage can right over here. Come on.
I'm not getting in that garbage can right over there.
Come along with me. It's a nice, silvery garbage can.
No,
it's
I'm
heavy.
Going to get that silvery garbage can, and that's heavy and all that stuff. I'm not getting in.
Go ahead, climb the can.
I'm not getting in. I'm not going ahead, and I'm not getting in this can.
Climb in the can.
Oh, John, what are you doing?
Put the lid on.
I'm not going
to. Now roll you down the hill. Okay, Premium, thank you. Thank you very much. And now, I'm going to go to my shellac stack and pull off a platter that matters. We're going to start it off with a Gaiden record, you know, the green and black label.
I've only seen yellow and black 45 RPM.
It's a 78 RPM from Philadelphia, PA. It's Gaiden 705, Rock a Beat and Boogie, song by Bill Haley, done by the Esquire Boys, and it's a little beat up.
So it's actually Bill Haley on there? Did the research?
Well, I did some research on it, and the guitar player in the Esquire Boys later would play with the Comets on some of the...
And that is a Comet song, Rock a Beat and Boogie.
It is, but I don't believe Bill Haley plays on this record. I think it's just written by Bill Haley.
Okay, I get it.
So we're going to put this on, and let's hope it's not too beat up. We're going to give it a spin right now. Here on Vinyl Cobwebs.
2:22.
Yeah, I always do that. I was done, and then you get 2:22.
It's okay.
Take a rock, take a beat, take a boogie, you make it sweet. You do the rock a beat and boogie, rock a beat and boogie, sing. Oh, the rock a beat and boogie, B-O-G-I-E. Dance to the rhythm of a rock a beat and boogie, rock to the rhythm of a rock a beat and boogie, shake to the rhythm of a rock a beat and boogie, shuffle to the rhythm of a rock a beat and boogie, shimmy to the rhythm of a rock a beat and boogie, B-O-G-I-E. Thank you.
jump, you gotta jive. Rock-a-bing boogie, rock-a-bing boogie, see. Oh, the rock-a-bing boogie, B-O-G-I-E.
That was definitely one of the exciting sounds making the rounds right here on Vinyl Cobwebs on this episode, number 222. One of the few times that we actually play 78 RPM record. Now we're going to go to 1966. Yes, this group, I think, was from Canada originally, and then they recorded this down in Wisconsin. I think it's on the Kooka Records label. It's the Chieftones. And I know they are, well, it says Chieftones, Canadians, all Indian band. And a great song called I Should Have Did What I Did.
And you stink of the bathroom!
Oh, Donovan, I should have did what I did in there. It stinks, but I love this record. I like to take this out and play it quite often. It's kind of a garage bandy sound. The Chieftones!
It's thrill-packed speedboat races, surfing, and the newest dances with the teeny boppers in action. It's a Bikini World, starring Deborah Wally and Tommy Kirk with the Animals. It's a Bikini World. It's stuffed with fun and music and you know what, so watch out. The Bikini Bunnies are busting out all over. Don't miss It's a Bikini World in Colorscope. It's flying.
It's a Bikini World. I think I want to go to that movie and thrill to the sights and scenes of teenagers doing the watusi and the twist to the animals.
Ernie, what are you talking about right over there?
Oh, the movie preview that I just heard on the Vinyl Cobwebs number 222, 10-year anniversary.
Is it a double feature?
No, unfortunately.
Are we going to see Wild Guitar after that one?
We'd have to go to a different drive-in to see it.
I don't like drive-ins, Ernie.
We'd have to migrate to the different drive-in.
They attach a speaker to your vehicle.
And sometimes it's too cold. Your heater breaks down and you have to watch the movie freezing your gonads.
Speaking of gonads, did you see Michael Jackson passed away last month?
Oh, the guy that goes, ee-hoo?
Yes, I see that they're going to auction one of his noses off on eBay.
Now, how many noses did that guy have, Beaver?
I was told he had several noses. Ernie, I got a question for you, Ernie.
Yes, please.
How does Michael Jackson pick his nose?
With one of his other noses?
Out of a catalog. Well, that wrong laugh. I just laugh like you, Ernie. It's been so long on Vinyl Cobwebs, I forgot how to laugh. How does Bert laugh?
And Bert goes, there you go.
That's right.
And I go,
that's right, Ernie. Don't.
It's been 10 years.
Don't fear the reaper. Don't fear the wind. The son of the rain. Do you remember that, Ernie?
Ooh, they sounded so much like the birds.
Yeah, that's right. All right, Ernie. It's good to be back on Vinyl Cobwebs 222. Why don't we say hello to all of our favorite fans if they're out there?
Hello, favorite fans. I know you have missed us. You have missed us.
And hello to Scott Ralph in Winnipeg. We salute you, Scott.
Oh, it looks so cold up there. I saw a movie that was filmed in Winnipeg, and I felt like my felty surface would turn into...
What are you talking about, Ernie? Felty surface? That is just strange, weird. It's like Muppet porn. Why don't you get your felty surface closer to the microphone and say hello to Ian Eastman? He used to listen to our program.
Ian Eastman? Well, I haven't heard that name in a long time.
And how about who else listened to our program? Oh yeah, Mike Johnson in Torrance.
In Torrance?
Yes. And who else did we have as our favorite listeners?
Oh, let's see. I can count on one hand.
Oh, boy, do we need a good fine tuning. Let me tune you, Ernie. Let me stick the tuning fork in. Tune.
Look at me.
Tune you, Ernie. Tune you. Oh, this is bad. More of show coming up.
I forgot how long the show was.
I do like that music in the background.
Well, you sure got some funny material in your suit.
Hi, this is Hamamoto of the local community radio station as a guest here on Vinyl Cobwebs. And that was Darling Forever by the Clarendonians out of Kingston, Jamaica, 1972. It is an unauthorized copying prohibited. It says on the bottom of the label, which is S. Stud Records label, with a pair of horses looking, doing very studly things on the label. Produced by P. Austin, whoever that is. And...
Keep going.
I'm going.
You didn't give the...
There's no matrix number.
You didn't give the damn matrix number. Oh, every record has one.
There's no...
Nope. Yes, unless it does. Unless no. See, there's a cup goo on there.
Unless it is in the runoff grooves, because it is not on the label.
I don't believe you.
I am Hamamoto, and I know of thus of what I speak. On community radio, we
it's
more slick.
Looks like a bootleg, premium. I think you got a bootleg.
We are more collegiate in our presentation on community radio.
Spell it.
What?
Collegiate. I dare you. I dare you, premium. I don't think you know how.
I am Hamamoto.
Come on, Hamamoto. Spell it.
What am I spelling?
Spell collegiate.
Oh. C-O-L-L-E-I-G-I-A-T-E.
Hey, Hamamoto, if the moon's really made of green cheese, would you eat it?
Most definitely, because I love green cheese.
I wouldn't. I wouldn't dare eat anything that's green.
Well, you don't know what you're missing. Won't you eat green eggs and ham?
No, I wouldn't.
I would eat green eggs and Hamamoto.
Who the hell is Hamamoto? Please bring Premium back.
I am a programmer on community radio here in Salt Lake City, a radio station that has turned down Vinyl Cobwebs previously.
If a tree falls in the forest, Premium, and no one's there to hear it, does it make a sound?
But I am Hamamoto.
Play the
We have another record for your listening enjoyment. What was the kid that was the lead actor in Lassie? I love Lassie.
Timmy? Wasn't it?
And his name was, in real life, something or other.
Are you talking about the character name or the actor who played Timmy?
The actor that played Timmy.
I don't know.
His name was...
I can't use that voice premium.
I can't find it.
You know why? I suck in too much air.
Yes.
It blows up my nasal cavity. Try using his voice.
I can't use that voice.
I'm sorry. Enough.
I found out the guy's name, Tommy Ritting. He starred as...
Yes.
He was born in like 1942, so he was like a... But so by the time this record was made in 1965, he would have been about 23. And it's a garage band sound from 1966, I do believe it, or 65. Let It Be Known in a group called the TR4, probably the Tommy Ritting 4 is what it means.
And what's the serial number on that disc?
On the matrix number is, is 105B. This is actually supposed to be the B side, but this is better than the A side.
It's a Velvetone 105B!
Now let's play this Velvetone 105B record. For your listening enjoyment, Lassie, he loves Lassie, and he's looking for Lassie, but now he's become a rebel, and he's, in fact, he did become a rebel, and he did drugs and did all kinds of weird stuff. I think he's dead now.
You're listening to Vinyl Cobwebs 222.
Well, here's Tommy Ritting.
All right.
Lassie, do you remember when Charles Manson was Lassie, was Tommy, in that spoof on Saturday Night Live it was, or something?
No, I don't.
Oh, you remember Charles Manson going, Lassie?
Charles Manson?
Yes.
Wasn't he in prison?
That skit.
It was somebody playing him, right?
Yes.
Oh, well, that makes much more sense.
They made it look like black and white TV.
Oh, I see.
Okay.
I see.
Here it is. Let It Be Known. Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
Mel Remy's?
Okay.
Oh, God, it's a...
Just breaking my heart. You've done it from the start.
Let it be known.
If you don't care,
I wanna love you, baby, from the very, very start. I told the soul from the bottom of my heart. You never say a thing to me.
Okay, everybody, that was Let It Be Known by the TR4, the Tommy Ritting 4. Tommy, of course, was was the kid that loved Lassie, I guess, and was always going, Lassie, where are you? Oh, that was interesting. We were in stereo there. Oh, were we? Well, anyway, this is the 222nd episode of Vinyl Cobwebs. We should do some three-part Mel Remy harmony. I should go two, and you go two. okay, whatever. Okay, on the count of three, we go two. Well, is that going to confuse you?
Okay.
No, on the count of three, we go two.
Okay.
And I'll go two, and you go two.
Okay.
One, two, three, two.
in stereo.
Let's do it again, because it's 2-2-2. 1-2-3. Two. Let's go a little bit higher on the last two. 1-2-3-2. Oh, this is lame. Oh, God, no wonder people stop listening.
What are we doing? We're sabotaging
our comeback. I have a feeling.
We're sabotaging our comeback.
I have a feeling that this comeback is not coming back.
I don't think you'll hear another episode for several months or years.
Hey, it's Premium's 2009 comeback special. Premium, he's wearing all leather and he's going to dance around in the round, singing to the lovely ladies. Sing a song, Premium. Come on. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, go.
Hadi gadi, hadi gadi, hadi gadi, hadi.
You're on a hurdy-gurdy
kid. Yes, I am.
I'm sure that's going to sound much better when you listen to it when you sober up.
That's
what
right.
Don't you think?
Oh, I'm supposed to be mad by you.
No, really, yes.
Well, we got a letter right here. It says, Dear Premium, I enjoy little cobwebs.
First, we have to open the letter.
Open it up. Okay, what's it read?
Well, how am I reading it if it's not open? I am the great Kreskin. Let me hold the letter to my head. Oh, my goodness. This is a letter about Premium. Let's open it up. Okay. Oh, it sounds like paper. God, I love it. Okay, Dear Premium, I've been enjoying the show since episode 32, which I first discovered on a trip to San Francisco. I was going down to get some of that special San Francisco treat. Anyway, I found out you played that song by, Leave It to Beaver Kid. Wind up toy, when you gonna treat me like a real life boy? And I fell in love with your program. Please, play more of that kind of stuff.
Was that really on Vinyl Cobwebs number 32?
I don't know. Again, we're making stuff up, getting really bad, but I feel we're getting in the groove. If you listen to show number one, which I did, from August 1st, 1999, it was worse than this. I mean, we didn't even know what to say. This is how it sounded. All right, we're going to play a record here. We're going to put it on.
Yeah, we're going to put it on.
Welcome to Vinyl Cobweb. You didn't put an S at the end.
I said cobweb?
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
It'll be crazy. All right. Anyway.
I wish I was the age I was back then. Anyway, okay, on with the show.
You know what's funny is I'm the age you were back then.
Oh, that's true.
Isn't that crazy?
But I will always be 10 years ahead of you.
Exactly.
Getting older and getting
light years ahead of me.
Oh, dear.
10 years? Premium's going to be 50 in a year.
I think it's time for us to play a cool
instrument. You're
going to
be 50 in 2 years, Premium. Do you remember Vinyl Cobwebs 50? We had Hank Hempel. The worst show ever. Anyway,
I do remember. And now, a very...
I don't get to play anything.
Oh, you...
Go ahead.
Let's take something.
No, it's all right. Okay. Good.
This is a record that I went on eBay and I thought... I thought I was going to have to pay a lot of bucks, but I was the only one.
It's out of
Louisiana. Hot Springs, Arkansas. It's on the Lakeside Record label.
What's the Matrix number on that?
And somebody has scrawled Return to Library on it. It's 2001,
Donovan. Lakeside.
And it's by the Five Sounds. It's called Clumsy Dragon. 1961 or 2, I think.
Thank you. enjoy listening to Vinyl Cobwebs, but I wish dearly that Donovan and Premium Deluxe would grow up.
Okay, Premium. Oh, wonderful platter that matters. You can email us here in these
hellish chambers. Just send an email to vinylcobwebs@hotmail.com.
Yes. Oh, boy. 10 years, Donovan, it's been since we flicked on the switch and turned on the dial or whatever the hell we used to say.
You know, even criminals don't have to spend that long in jail.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, I think we would have got out for good behavior. But no, all you crazy people have to email.
Boy, when you think of it as someone actually going into jail the time we debuted and getting out now, it seems like a long time to me.
Not much has changed, though. I mean, the sun still comes up, and the sun still goes down. And Premium Deluxe still comes over here smelling like chicken juice. Chicken juice?
I have to go into my Premium Deluxe persona now,
and
yes.
Speaking of chicken juice, I got this record here. Why do I keep talking like that? It's John Bueller with Mike Ryan on the drums. It's signed by John Bueller. It says, Alma, best wishes. Yeah, and I got this. It's one of those independently produced. These looks like these kids just got out of high school. He looks like college age. John Bueller does.
He looks younger than
And oh, this that looks like his boy Wonder on the drums.
Yeah. He has the more hippie hairdo.
Anyway, this is quite bizarre. Out of tune, guys playing drums and Yamaha digital keyboards.
They send Vinyl Cobwebs fans Ben's best wishes.
That's right. We're going to listen to Proud Mary. Wait till you hear this. This is not available at any record store. I think I have the only existing copy.
This is totally false.
Bravo, what a fine performance by a dynamic duo, the John Bueller duo. Anyway.
Meow, 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 meow.
That was good. And now I'm going to go back in time to 1955. Do you remember that song by the Eldorados? Crazy little mama come knocking, knocking on my front door, door, door. Well, I just sound like Pat Boone doing his version of that. Well, I'm going to flip it over. Had a different lead singer on the B-side here, and I've always wanted to play this on vinyl cobwebs. Don't think I ever have. So Premium Deluxe, while Donovan is going out to have a smoke, is going to play What's Bugging You, Baby? Yes, What's Bugging Me, Baby? Well, it's very hot at the dojo, the karate place where I go. I am a purple belt, and the this summer season, the air cooler is broke down, and they never bothered to fix it. So all summer long, I go there, and I just about near down die. Yes, Kia. But now here's What's Bugging You, Baby, by the Eldorados from 1955, many moons ago, exclusively on vinyl copy. I think that's it, isn't it?
This is an extended version, I imagine.
222 episodes, 10th year anniversary. How fitting.
And who knows when we'll be back again. I like the idea of just doing this when we feel like it. If we feel like we might do 3 shows in a month, or 1 show in 3 months.
Well, we might be saying Merry Christmas next time,
exactly.
Huh?
All right, Premium. It's been fun. We reunited, and it felt so good. Sing the rest.
Reunited and it feels so good.
Huddy-guddy.
Stop it, stop it. Pitch my Premium! Alright. Let's do the bye-bye birds.
Oh, we haven't done that for a while, have we?
Bye-bye. See you in the future.
Bye-bye.
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 222 is history.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, that's enough. Old man in my gallbladder! Say it, Premium!
Old man in my gallbladder! Old man in my gallbladder!